And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day. Get ready for this one. Where are all the flowers? Where'd they go? Plus, why pain is allowed? Uh-oh. That is a buzzsaw stopper right there. Why pain is allowed? Plus, we're going to talk about pushing past. And then closing it out with Johnny on the spot.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, next hour. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey. Oy vey. Oy, you call that a haircut? Oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-KPRAISE. Any topic is technically open for conversation except for popsicles. I had 3 popsicles last night. I don't want to talk about it. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House isn't backing away from President Trump's latest criticism of the press.
President Trump raised some eyebrows late last week when he tweeted that the news media are the enemy of the American people. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the president has deep respect for the First Amendment and the role of the press. But
certain outlets have gone out of their way to not be completely accurate and fair in their coverage of what's going on.
2 of the president's biggest news media targets are CNN and the New York Times. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Some congressional Republicans have been getting some heat at town halls. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is one of them as he confronted some 1,000 protesters outside the Anderson County, Kentucky Chamber of Commerce luncheon today. McConnell says people can demonstrate all they want. It'll do no good.
In this country, when you win the election, you get to make the policy. I always remind people, winners make policy and losers go home.
Here in Washington, the National Park Service says graffiti has been found at the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the World War II Memorial. United States Park Police spokeswoman Sergeant Anna Rose asked for help from the public in finding who defaced the monuments.
We can't be everywhere all the time. We know our officers were here on the location or right around the time that it occurred. But it isn't unusual for someone to lean up against a column. And with all those other people here, really difficult to see exactly what everyone's doing. So again, I'll repeat, it would be great if you saw something, if you stepped forward and told us about it.
Rose says the message written on the Washington Monument references President John F. Kennedy's assassination and the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Park Service spokesman Mike Litterst says because of similarities in what's written and the handwriting, it's thought the graffiti was left by the same person. Another record day on Wall Street as the Dow is up by 119 points to 20,743. This is SRN News.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesimus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today. Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That is an excellent way to reach out to us and communicate with us. I do have some people every once in a while now while I'm going through actually different places in public parking places who give me a shout out and say, hey. I did have somebody the other day say, hey, I don't like you. That's always fun. But, you know, that's part of it, folks, because what we're doing is the best we can to go forward in the Lord. And one of the things you do get to understand in Scripture, not everybody liked Jesus. It's pretty simple. In fact, by the time you're all said and done with his ministry, more people didn't like him than did. It's one of those weird elements, because you know what? He's the only one that's got a heaven to put us in, so don't care. How about that? Here we go. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Now, there's a couple cool things about Sam. Big-time real estate agent, yes. Top 20 of 25,000 in Southern California, yes. Impressive, yes. Gives commission away to churches, ministry, and charities, yes. We'll forward up to $25,000 for people that need to fix up their home. And you list a home with them, the house sells. He takes the money back out at the close of escrow. Quite a guy, yes. He comes out and visits you personally. He doesn't just send somebody. He comes out personally, meets with all the clients, yes. Believer in the Lord, yes. Is committed to doing the best he can to make your entire real estate experience, the selling or the buying, top, top notch service, top quality commitment, all of his heart, praying for all of his people. That's just good. That's just good business, right? How hard is this? ThinkSam.com. It's not hard. That's why I can say it even without looking at my paper. ThinkSam.com. His number, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And even if you're not selling or buying a house, there are 1 to 5 people you will meet this year that will do some kind of real estate transaction that's in your sphere of circle or life. We say,
send them to Sam.
Let's do it again. Ready?
Send them to Sam.
Send them to Sam, for crying out loud. Sam will take care of them. That's good. Excellent job, Tugboat Todd. All Right, don't forget about our Experience Israel tour, 2017 tour. Sean Thornton, senior pastor, Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, is going to be heading up the tour. I have an email into Reuven Doran right now, who is the owner of Genesis Tours. And we have had people on this show, interviewed them, who have gone on different tours. And the tours are great. Don't get the wrong understanding. It's not like you're going to go this tour. It's going to be horrible. This tour, it's going to be okay. This is going to be great. They're great tours. But Reuven does an excellent job being a citizen of Israel and yet a believer like us. He is really committed to having all of the people that go on the tour with Genesis Tours have an excellent experience. He is the number one tour person, number one tour company connected to Salem Media Group. And that's an important element to us. This tour is going to be November 1st through November 10th. To get more information, KPRZ.com. You go in there and click the banner. You'll have all the info you could possibly need. Let's get into our review of words of encouragement, life, and challenge. Like that, it was kind of a long element. This first one's called Where Are All the Flowers Go?
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone?
That has to be the slowest version I have ever heard in my life. What did you do? Get it on a 78?
You need to fill time, yeah.
Did I get that on a 78 and drop it to a 33?
The guy doesn't play guitar very fast.
So. Oh, okay. I think there's other versions that are faster. If not, we have that fast forward button. That's another thing that we can use. Here is, what are we talking about? What do you mean by where are all the flowers? We are Christians. We're Bible-believing, born-again Christians, unapologetic that culture in society thinks we're stupid. So, unapologetic that it doesn't appeal, because the idea of appealing to somebody so that they are satisfied with your faith is not faith at all. That's compliance. That's ridiculous. We do our best to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and in our relationship with them, there are many, many benefits. Being born again, knowing we're going to spend eternity with God, knowing that He answers prayers, knowing that the Father, through the Son, sent the Spirit to guide us, knowing that the Son is at the right hand of the Father praying for us. He lives to make intercession for us, knowing there's a plan and you're a part of it, knowing that though you don't know everything about God's timing and everything about His methodology, His delivery, that He has your best interests in mind, knowing that when you feel like you're alone, the truth tells you that you are not alone. And all of these benefits that we have as Christians, sometimes the answer to prayer, it could be a health issue, it could be a financial issue, it could be a relationship issue, it could be emotional healing. It could be a lot of different elements where the Lord comes in and touches us and helps us from the past. If everything in the past had full bite or full strength against us, we'd be struggling a lot more. But through the Lord, there's a deliverance. And in Christ, we're a new creation. The old is gone. And we get instructions from Paul through the Holy Spirit saying, this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind me and pressing forward to the things which are before me. That's a fantastic thing. So when the Christians are like, well, where are all the flowers? Because sometimes we go through difficult times. And I'm here to tell you, even though there are a multitude of benefits in Christianity, there is still pain. There is still pain in the Christian faith. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. You get a passage like that, and I could list 15 others right with it. It's pretty simple. Jesus, in his example of his life, had many benefits and many blessings, but went through much pain in fulfilling the Father's plan. And you are no different. And I am no different. And here Peter is like, dear friends. He's not even like, you know, he's like, look, you know, we're in this together. Friend, listen, don't be surprised at the painful trial, he says, that you are suffering. Don't be surprised. lot of people say, well, that painful trial is just for persecution. It's for anything that falls under the auspices or the control of God where it is creating pain. It's a painful trial. Why is that hard? And this pain can be in finances. If you've never had painful experiences in finances, raise your hand. All right, let me look out of the 25,000 people. What? Nobody? Okay. So everybody's gone through pain in finances. Pain in relationship. Who has never had pain in their relationships? Raise your hand. Oh, what? No more hands? Wow. Who has never had pain in health? Never had pain in emotions? Never had pain in expectations that might not have been accomplished? We are Christians, and we are believers with the benefits that come from the kingdom of God, and they are stellar. They are fantastic. On our side is he who looks down into eternity future and knows all that's going to happen between this moment and every moment. He knows everything that's happened in the past. He knows everything that's going on right now, and he is with us, and that is an excellent benefit to being a believer. But there is still, for many of us, in different ways, a cross to bear. It's not a cross that's going to save you, for there's only one cross that can save you. But it is a cross that is going to make you look a lot more like Jesus by the time it's all said and done. And while you have judicially been placed in the right position, God is now practically working in your life to make you reflect Jesus glory by glory, step by step, inch by inch. There is great benefits, and I never want you to forget the great benefits of the kingdom of God, but there is still pain. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you. Scripture makes that all too clear. When we come back, I want to look at the two primary reasons why the pain is allowed as defined in Scripture. Okay, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
There's no better news than the gospel. Spread the word.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. The Viral Text Project at Northeastern University in Boston is studying how printed content in the 1800s spread through newspapers, the social media network of that day. If an article was reprinted 50 times or more, they considered that viral for the industrial age. Writing in Smithsonian Magazine, Britt Peterson noted that a 19th century news article describing which followers of Jesus were executed for their faith appeared in at least 110 different publications. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Thessalonica, he commended them for their bold and joyful witness to Jesus. The Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. The message of the gospel went viral through these people whose lives had been transformed by Jesus Christ.
In spite of difficulties and persecution, they could not remain silent. We convey the story of forgiveness and eternal life in Christ through kind hearts, helping hands, and honest words from all of us who know the Lord. The gospel transforms us and the lives of those we meet. May the message ring out from us for all to hear today. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier. With Our Daily Bread, download the mobile app for your Apple or Android device at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement is provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Thank you. I will say one thing about the weather. It has been wet. I will say that. It's a lot of rain. Going home on, what did we go home on, Friday? Was that the last day we were here? Was it Thursday or Friday? One of those 2 days.
Friday.
It was Friday. Oh, my goodness. That was wet.
It was raining so much that underneath the underground parking lot, each little section had a little mini waterfall coming down.
That was a lot. I was really like, wowzer, wowzer. And then that 1.5 mile an hour thing, that's always fun. 1.5 mile, 1.5 mile, 1.5 mile, it's like, wow. It's like, we're not going anywhere here. I called my wife up. I said, I'll see you next Thursday. That's what I told her. This segment, by the way, brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing, and our very good friend Tugboat Todd had a very interesting observation about Mark chapter 2 when the guys were burrowing. Was it Mark 2 or 3 where the guys were burrowing into the roof? What is it that you had to say about that?
I was saying that was probably Eric and Ingrid's favorite verse.
Oh, the favorite story, because the people were busting into the roof and somebody had to come in afterwards and fix it.
How many times do they? I don't know how many times they reference the roof in the Bible, but
yeah, plenty. You'd be amazed. But that's an excellent point of view. It's like, oh, those guys tore into it. Jesus said, "Great job in bringing your faith in." And then the next thing you know, Peter's sending out an invoice to Eric and Ingrid. Hey,
when you talked about that last week, I just had the imagery of like Mission Impossible, of how the guy gets lowered down on the rope.
Like Tom Cruise when he gets lowered into the rope?
So I was thinking the paralyzed guy was getting, when he's getting lowered down. That's what I was thinking.
Got to taper that imagination of yours, but that's a good one. All right.
How did they lower him down?
Well, let's hope there wasn't a big thump, because then there would have been another sense of healing that would have to take place afterward. No, they did it the same way. I don't think they were worried about sensors going off, going ding, 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 ding. Somebody's stealing. That's a good point. All right, let's go back to it. Excalibur Roofing. That's who you need to talk to for your roof. If your roof is still intact, I am happy. I don't want your roof not to be intact, but you want it to remain intact. You want it to make sure that's strong and good, have a good inspection. Well, then go call them. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803. Or excaliberroofing.com. Those are people that you can count on for quality work and for your reputation. And in the roofing department, that can be a little tougher, right? But these are people that have endless praises from the BBB and all of their clients. Give them a holler. Let them know you appreciate it. They've been our longest sponsor. We love them, and we are just praying nothing but God's graciousness and blessing on their lives on a regular basis. Okay. So we go right into this teaching. This is a big teaching, so I kind of want to get into some of this. I will mention, one, we have music. See, that was very good. Don't forget our app. It is a mobile app. It's free. It's for iPhone and for Android and for walkie-talkies. Probably not, but you could. If you had the walkie-talkie apps, then you could do it that way. All right, let's play the music that goes along with our next section, Why Pain is Allowed.
No pain.
There you go. No pain, no pain, no pain, no pain, no gain. And you're thinking, come on. That's from a health club, right? That's from the old Nautilus, when Nautilus first came out. No pain, no gain. No pain. That's where it really took off. I mean, it was there before, but boy, it went through the marketing roof under that. Well, here's the deal. We're going to answer the question. We're not going to be afraid. It's what Scripture says. Why is pain allowed? Okay, here you go. Ready? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 through 7. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer pain in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Here is the one of the main elements as to why pain is involved in your life. I'm just going to say it straight out. Because during the process or the trial of pain, your faith gets refined. Period. Try and make some big whatever, connect it to, you know, whatever you want, connect it to election, connect it to, you know, foreknowledge, predestination, free will. Oh, nobody. Here's what it is. You go through painful stuff. And while you're going through that painful stuff, it's your faith that's becoming purer and purer and purer. And God, who believes that your faith is much more precious than that of gold, considers the refinement of your faith of greater value than your checking account. And that's a sentence that many of you could use. God considers the refinement of your faith, the purifying of your faith, more important in your life than your checking account is. And before you have the audacity to say, try going through my life, then you can tell God he's wrong when he talks about choosing the poor of this world rich in faith, because faith is the primary vehicle by which God operates with people, and it is impossible to please God without faith, and he holds a high value of faith. And so when you and I go through painful trials, you know what it forces us to do? Use our faith. That's why. And you're thinking, but, and it's like, but, doesn't matter. The trials that we go through, the suffering, the pain, the grief, all of that, there's a greater value as our faith is getting refined than any other element, and that faith turns out to praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ comes back. And it's like, whoa, that's much more important. Yeah, you're right. Now I'll throw the other one in, which is just as important, but I don't have the time to do it under the just as important banner. And that's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 13. But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing so that the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with exaltation. Here is another reason why pain is allowed. It connects you to Jesus. Oh, what? Yeah, you see, Jesus bore pain. And us going through pain puts us in that same connection. In fact, if you are unfamiliar with any of this, there's five books I want you to read right away. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and 1 Peter. Then the next ones would be Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Then the next ones would be Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Then I would read 1 and 2 Thessalonians. Then I'd read Philemon. And then I think it should, you should actually do 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, then Philemon. Then go Hebrews. Then go James. And then go 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and then Revelation. That's all 27 books of the New Testament. Just do that. There you go. Because then you'll begin to understand. Then we'll begin to understand that you connecting to Jesus is more important than anything. And that your faith being refined so that that faith can endure is more important than anything. And you're sitting there going, but there's a prosperity. Sure is. When you're all said and done and the Lord blows the horn and we're all up in heaven, you'll be rewarded for it. There you go. That's your prosperity. Enjoy it. In the meantime, God's going to make you look more and more like Jesus every trial you go through. You think, does that sound like fun? I don't know about fun. Sounds like eternal life. I'll take that. The refinement of our faith, making sure our faith is legit and connecting us to Jesus, that's why pain is allowed. Because that's what happens. And you might be thinking, that sounds tough. How do I endure? Well, I'm so glad you asked that question. When we come back, we're going to answer you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
There. All done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing. They know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcaliburRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
The health insurance giant Humana says it will exit the Obamacare exchanges in 2018. This is truth itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Humana believes the Obamacare exchanges have too few healthy patients to balance out a significant number of sick and costly patients. The health insurer lowered its Obamacare participation previously, reducing the number of states in 2016 from 19 to 11. Humana's coverage dropped significantly among Obamacare exchanges in early 2017. Only 152,000 customers purchased health care in January of this year, down from 404,000 in December. In December, Humana announced that they would be writing off $583 million as a result of its failed exchange insurance program. Humana said in its announcement, all of these actions were taken with the expectation that the company's individual commercial business would stabilize to the point where the company could continue to participate in the program. However, based on its initial analysis of data associated with the company's healthcare exchange membership following the 2017 open enrollment period, Humana is seeing further signs of an unbalanced risk pool. Humana's loss primarily results from the Obamacare exchange's lopsided ratio of mostly sick patients to healthy ones. The Obamacare exchanges need a larger amount of healthy customers to keep the exchanges profitable. Well, these days, in addition to being volatile, health insurance is also incredibly expensive, especially if you don't have coverage through your employer. If you're concerned about the costs, here's great news. There's an affordable, God-honoring alternative called MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and our good friend Steve Wheeler and his wonderful wife, Coral, and we give them a big shout out. He's already in another country doing other ministry work. I can't even get the guy in the studio from one place to another, taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, helping rural pastors with educational needs at seminary levels, having different villages get clean drinking water so they don't have to use cesspool for their drinking water, and networking between churches and missionaries and ministries all over the world, and taking the gospel to red zones, places where Jesus Christ has either never been heard or is controlled by a heavy Muslim population, and they have their lives that are on the line as they share the gospel. That's what they do at Whitefields Ministries. Coming out of John chapter 4, I encourage you. I don't plead with you. I'm not manipulating you. I encourage you. I encourage you to go to whitefields.org and just read some of the testimonies. Check out some of the videos. Check out some of the pictures. Look at what's going on and see if there's a connection. And if so, fantastic. And if not, don't worry about it. But check it out. Take the time to see, and maybe there'll be something you come across that you're like, oh, I really do like that. It's like, okie dokie, well, I'm glad you like that. Let's connect to it. And I think that you'll find out, even just as a prayer partner, you will be more than welcomed as you become a part of that ministry as well. Don't forget The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, which is Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. right here on KPRZ. And then we've got a couple other big things that are coming up, not the least of which is the Gaither Vocal Band. They're doing a tour in April, and I'm positive, like we did last time, we're going to get some tickets, be able to give those tickets out. They're doing a couple of giveaways, but we'll do them here on the show, and it's easier to win on the show because my questions are dumber. Okay, that pretty much says that, right, in a nutshell? All right. Let's get back into the teaching, communicating, encouraging, whatever you want to call it. We are talking about that for the reality of Christian believers, and we have music for this. We'll get to that in a second. But for the reality of Christian believers, you know, it's not all flowers. Christianity's not a carnival. Oh, it's a carnival. Where's the candy? Oh, it's like, okay. There are great benefits in Christianity, and there are moments of pain. And we talked about last segment why pain is allowed. And you need to understand that that pain that's allowed makes our faith legit as our faith is being refined. Plus, in a very realistic sense, as Jesus bore the burden and carried pain, we connect to Jesus when we're going through the pain. Our pain does not cleanse us from sin. It simply connects us to Jesus in the process he went through. So at least keep those straight and don't get weird on me. But I want to talk about what we got to do to get past or pushing past so as not to give up. Let's play our music.
It rises now before me, a dark and silent barrier between all I am and all that I would ever want to be. It's just a travesty, towering, marking off the boundaries my spirit.
All right, so that song right there, that song is called The Wall. Terry Lifkin from the band Kansas wrote that song, and it's all about coming up to the wall, right? You come up to the wall, and you either don't push past it or you go through it. And it's a wall. And so the whole notion there, for those that really need a good visual, if you ever watched Stargate, which was a sci-fi series, or you ever saw the movie, they have the Stargate, and there's liquid in the gate, and you can put your finger in it and pull it out, and you don't really go through it, but then if you emerge all the way through it, then you travel to some another place. It's an excellent picture of what's being talked about. And for us, when we're going through difficult times, remember there's benefits, plus there's pain, and the pain helps our faith be legit, and the pain connects us to Jesus. And it seems like that pain can even create a separation. But if we push past, you're going to find something out that is absolutely amazing, something that unfortunately gets missed quite a bit. Psalm chapter 22, Psalm chapter 22, verse 1 through 3. This is what Jesus was saying when he said, he was saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? And this is what he was saying on the cross. Well, that saying that Jesus made was the beginning of a psalm. Jesus didn't pull those words out of thin air. He was quoting Psalm 22. Here's what it says. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from the words of my groanings? Oh, my God, I cried out by day, but you did not answer, by night, and I'm not silent. That's the beginning of the psalm. And then it says this, verse 3, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. Initially, when we are going through painful trials, it can feel like the pain separates us from God. Jesus saying, where are you? My God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus on the cross said that. Many theologians believe that's the moment that the Father poured all sin upon Jesus Christ and then turned away or looked away or basically went away, and so that Jesus could bear for that moment the sin of all humanity. And that has a strong possibility, but that does not necessitate how it has to be. It just has a legitimate theological thought process. Like, okay, I can get into that. But what I want to do is concentrate on what the rest of the verse says. And the rest of the verse says, after he says, my God, why have you forsaken me? The rest of the verse says, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. And the word yet in the Hebrew is but, or on the other hand, which means nevertheless. And here's what he says. Nevertheless, on the other hand, but, verse 4 through 5, Psalm 22, verses 4 and 5, in you our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. So even though there's this time in this psalm where the psalmist is like going, where did you go? Where are you? I can't detect you. I don't know what's going on. I feel alone. In the middle of that portion, he also says, yet you are enthroned as the Holy One, and our fathers put their trust in you, and you delivered them, and they cried to you, and you saved them, and they trusted you, and they were not disappointed. And that's what we need to do to push past. We need to not stop at the first two verses of the psalm, but read the next two or three verses, which say, I feel alone, the first two verses, I feel alone, I don't know where you are, I'm kind of bumming, I'm not sure what's taking place. And then the psalmist says, but I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep my focus on you. I'm going to trust you like my fathers did. I'm going to call upon you like my fathers did. I'm going to entrust myself. And because I'm doing that, I will not be disappointed. And that's the difference. What happens is people will go through pain and they'll bail. They'll jump. But even Job said, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. And God's track record for delivering you is awesome. It's fantastic. It's exceptional. So what we need to do is recognize that our ability to push past cuts right to our heart, which says in the midst of all the feeling alone, in the midst of all the pain, in the midst of all the frustration, there's a declaration that says, I'm not fixing my hope on anywhere but you, even though I'm going through this. I stay steadfast in my trust, in my confidence that you will deliver me, that you will save me, and that you will not disappoint me. And that is how you and I push past the pain. Don't forget one thing. Though Jesus, when he on that cross, when he said, you know, my God, why have you forsaken me? Also knew what the rest of that psalm says. And that's what got him through. Remember, for the joy that was set before him. Recognizing that God is a deliverer. And at some point, Jesus was going to get into that deliverance realm. And at some point, even though you're going through a painful trial, you too will get through. You will break through. Though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Get that? Even though I'm going through the worst of the worst, Lord, and it's painful as can be, I am fixed on my commitment to trust in you, to believe that you are going to save me, that you are going to deliver me, and that I am not going to be disappointed. That's how you push past. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
So much younger than today. I never knew.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Democrats have always identified themselves as the party of the little guy, but in 2016, they lost tens of millions of aggrieved, out-of-luck voters to a boisterous billionaire named Donald Trump. Why? Because the party's self-destructive obsession with race and gender. The real dividing line between families that are forging ahead and those who are falling behind is based more on economics and education rather than race and gender. A white male high school dropout in Appalachia is hardly privileged, while a black woman like Michelle Obama with degrees from Princeton and Harvard is hardly oppressed. Trump won white males without college degrees by a 3-to-1 margin, and even won non-college white women by nearly 2-to-1. It's dangerous to talk about white male privilege when the lived experience of so many white males hardly feels privileged. In fact, many working class whites feel gypped and expect a better deal from President Trump. I'm Michael Medved.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Our time is a little limited in this segment, so I want to get to the wrap-up because that's pretty important. We've been talking about the realities that Christianity is not one big carnival. It's a carnival! Let's all get on the rides! You know, it's not really how that works, okay? Christianity's got a lot of benefits, more than any other faith could ever offer, but there's still a great deal of pain connected to the process of walking and becoming Christ-like. And in fact, that's one of the reasons that pain is allowed, one, to make sure our faith is legit, 1 Peter 1:6 through 7, and also to connect us to Jesus, 1 Peter 4:13. It's not that difficult to see that if the captain of our salvation was made perfect through suffering, that the rest of us on the team are going to go through that process as well. That's not hard. People can get that through many tribulations. The Bible says one must enter the kingdom of God. I know they don't want to use that verse, but it is in the book of Acts. Might as well use it. So we talked about what do you do then when you get to that place where you feel separated or you're just, you know, that separation from the Lord. And I think that that's an important element to be able to look at because it, as Jesus was quoting, you know, my God, why are you forsaking me? That was the first line, Psalm 22, verse 1. And then typically people will stop and go, well, that's it. And it's like, well, that's not it because that was not the end of Jesus. Had Jesus died and not resurrected, okay, I'd buy into that. But Jesus resurrected on the third day. Our proof is there are no bones in our prophet's tomb, so to speak. And the rest of that verse and the rest of that teaching has to do with us recognizing that yet we're going through all that stuff, yet the acknowledgement that God is enthroned as the Holy One, and like our fathers put their trust in him, we're going to trust in him. And as they were delivered, we get delivered. And we're going to cry unto you, Lord, you're going to save us, and you're not going to disappoint us. And that becomes the decision, the part where you make the stand of faith regardless of what you're going through, which is the only way Job could pull off saying, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Doesn't mean he wasn't upset, but there becomes this bulldogged position of faith that you and I take, and we do not move upon whether the world thinks we're nuts or not. That doesn't matter. So we need to get into this place where we hang on to that which is coming. It's almost like you're looking in the darkness and waiting for that light to break through. Well, that's what you choose to do, not to sit there and say there's nothing but darkness, but to recognize the light is coming. And eventually we understand that God has been, is, and will always be very, very close, or as we might say, Johnny on the spot. Because that's what he is. He's always there. It's like when you think you can't take one more millisecond, and if you don't get delivered, it's all over, and then all of a sudden deliverance comes, and you're like, wow, I got through that. And then, of course, we have that wonderful capacity to forget, and so on and so forth we go. Here is what we need to operate in. Here is what we need to live in. It's not a complex passage, one that you all know well. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll make your path straight. Now, I do want to say it did not say he will make your paths like cotton candy. It does not say that. He will make your paths like you just got a root beer float, ate a brownie, and have no worries. It doesn't say that. It says he'll show you where to go. Does that mean those where to goes could be tough? Yes, that's what it means. But as long as you're trusting in the Lord and not leaning on your own understanding and making sure in everything you're acknowledging him, he will point the way. And that, for the majority of us, is the hardest thing to find. Where do I go? What do I do? Well, he's got those answers. There's a requirement for us to trust in the Lord. Now, when you say trust, there's people say, oh, it was trust in the Lord. So I had a dream when I was preaching in Flagstaff, and it was kind of like the same church that I had, but instead of people being in front and on the sides, there were actually people behind me in the dream, which I thought was kind of weird. But the idea was that people were to the left, right, the south, north, west, and east. And this was just a dream. It was no big deal. And I shared it with the church because my message, ironically, had to do with this trust in the Lord passage, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. And in the dream, I would get up there and I had a list. And the list had 100 things. 100 things on the list. All life things, right? Finances, relationships, children, education, just go down the list, although just all these different things. And in the dream, I would say to the church people, and they were like church people, like the church people that were at the church in Flagstaff. And I would just say, I would read off what the situation is, and then I would say, and the answer is, and then they would all shout back, trust in God. It was like such a cool dream, right? So I'd say, you know, troubled finances. And the answer is, and everybody in the church would go, trust in God. And it's like, no matter what it was, everybody was shouting the same thing. Now you're thinking, oh, well, that's this, that, whatever. Well, I probably had to do with the fact that I was teaching on trust and the Lord was trying to emphasize, or it was just a great dream and those Taco Bell dreams really sometimes work to our advantage, or any of that. I don't care. The point was I got to share that with the church. And you know what happened by the end of the service? I started to list off things and the church started shouting back. When I would say, and the answer is, they would go, trust in God. The whole church, you had 165, 70 people just shouting at the top of their lungs, trust in God. And that was the answer. You want to know why? Because that's the answer. That's why. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. And then you'll hear Marty, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.